Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. 14 people from across the country will run for the money and prizes in a run unlike any other. GSN launches ridiculous cash bash Wednesday night, and you can thank Kmart for how this special plays out. It's their creation, and Kmart Chief Marketing Officer Kelly Cook joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, ESPN skipper departs, A Christmas Story Live sinks, our classic trivia question of the week, and I'll have a comment about what connects last week's top television developments, Disney Fox and T-Mobile going TV. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and produced through the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the 2017 New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Happy with you on this pre-Christmas week 2017. Welcome to the first of 3 episodes of the program All About Television. We're with you today, Thursday, and Friday, and we invite you to be part of the program starting now. All you have to do, pick up the phone and dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number's been anywhere. Catch us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a chat room open as well. It's SimonApple04 by name. Got 690 just joined in the room. So use the phone or the room, and either way, we will hear you. And while the phone is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. 43 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. And Kelly Cook from Kmart joins us live from Houston, Texas, after these news notes. ESPN President John Skipper is no longer president of the worldwide leader in sports. Skipper resigned from the network this morning, disclosing in a statement that he has a long-running substance addiction. He did not detail the substance or when the addiction to it started. I quote, "I come to this public disclosure with embarrassment, trepidation, and a feeling of having let others I care about down," he declared. Former ESPN President George Bodenheimer will return temporarily as acting chairperson. Fox's latest live musical adventure turned out to be its lowest rated yet. A Christmas Story Live attracted 4.5 million viewers last night, according to preliminary Nielsen statistics. By contrast, Grease Live reached 12.2 million viewers when it went live in January 2016. Fox tied with ABC for the lowest viewership among the broadcast networks last night, but the special did pull off and historic first. A live musical number running 2.5 minutes that served as the trailer of the upcoming movie The Greatest Showman, starring Hugh Jackman and P.T. Barnum, who recently won a Golden Globe Award nomination for that role. And the trio of comedy pilots Amazon Studios introduced to viewers last month will not graduate the series. They were See Up with Glenn Close, The Climb, and Love You More. And that is news notes for today. It's very rare that GSN presents a special. Usually, when they showcase game shows, it's as a nightly series or week or daily series, like Family Feud or Card Sharks, usually the classic game shows that they run. Or when it's new shows, it's an hour on a particular night. For example, shows like Divided, Idiot Test, Emo Genius, and Winsanity. But it's very rare that GSN will actually do a game show special. In the past, they've done documentaries about game shows. I still remember the Pressure Luck Scandal episode, and also the Match Game salute. Well, Wednesday night, that changes with a new original special that is a game show. It's called Ridiculous Cash Bash. Here's how it works. 14 contestants from all over the country, each of whom had to submit a video of theirs with a unique talent, come together for a run for the money and a run for prizes. And to do so, they've got to do some outrageous stunts in order to get that money and all those prizes. The program premieres Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on GSN. But what makes this program even more special is that it didn't come from just any old game show creator. It came from one of the largest retailers in the country, Kmart. And joining us live from Houston, Texas, internet radio exclusive, the Chief Marketing Officer of Kmart, Kelly Cook. Kelly, happy holidays. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So what had Kmart put this program together?
It was such a fun journey. So let me tell you, you nailed it right. Ridiculous Cash Bash airs on Game Show Network Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, which is fantastic. But what was interesting is how it came about. So we relaunched Kmart around this ethos of we exist and we believe that life is ridiculously awesome. So no matter what you weigh, what you wear, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you feel great or feel like a busted can of biscuits. You know, we believe that life is ridiculously awesome. And as soon as we implemented our new marketing, our new branding, our new campaigns around it, people started sending us videos on Instagram. They were Snapchatting us. They were sending us, videos on Facebook of them just doing ridiculously awesome things, goofy things that were hysterical. And we were sitting around our command center one day, and we were looking at these videos, and we were laughing so hard. And I thought, wait a minute. What if we had all these people that are doing ridiculously awesome things actually win cash and prizes for their talent? Oh, wait a minute. What if we had them actually compete with each other? Oh, wait a minute. What if we had the people watching them compete with each other actually win cash and prizes too? So that's how it actually started. So we took that idea to Game Show Network, and those guys are crazy fun and came up with these crazy fun games and competitions, and that's what the show is on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take to put all those wait-a-minutes together into this special?
So it's interesting. So we started collecting videos from people about 2 months ago, right after we went on Fox and Friends and launched it. And we received thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of videos of people doing ridiculously awesome talents. So we picked the talents. We picked 12 contestants. We picked a twerking grandma. We picked a guy that can pick up literally anything with his feet. I mean, it was absolutely crazy. Then we sat down with Game Show Network, and it took us about 2 days to map out all six of the competitions that these guys would compete at. And I will tell you, Simon, I can't tell you the detail of the games, but all I will tell you is that it may or may not involve turkey jokey frozen yogurt and piglets. Like, it gets crazy. It absolutely gets crazy.
Mm-hmm. Did you use a show like Beat the Clock for inspiration? And also, did you decide once you got these 14 contestants that you would try to put together stunts or competitions in these segments that would take them out of their comfort zone?
Yeah, we did. So what was interesting, to your point, so we have a couple of contestants that, you know, we have a gentleman who's a grandpa that can make a basket behind his back. You know, well, one of the games that he has to compete at is that actually involves basketball. So we took their talent, but we made it ridiculously awesome by taking it to a whole new level. So we really tried to bring some fun and some interest to the contestants, not just competing, but also the folks that are watching from home. Again, everybody that watches the show also will get $25 free cash and points. So nobody's ever done that before, where you can actually win from your, you know, right from your house watching the show.
Is that how does that happen? Do the people watching have to root for a particular contestant? How do they get involved in the game?
That's a really, really good thing. We actually explored that, almost kind of like a Dancing with Stars approach to this crazy, ridiculous game. So what we decided to do in the end is all you have to do, and I'm not going to tell it now because you have to watch the show to get it, but after one of the games, we are going to put a text code on screen, and all you have to do is text that code, and you get $25 to spend on anything you want at Kmart. It's easy, easy, lemon squeezy. So you get to be entertained, you get to sit around the TV with your family and watch something that's crazy fun, and you get money for Christmas shopping. So it works out.
You're hearing Kelly Cook. She is the chief marketing officer of Kmart, one of the largest retailers in the country, which also owns Sears, by the way. And they have a special on GSN coming your way this Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. It's called Ridiculous Cash Bash. And that's why she's with us this half hour live from Houston, Texas, on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum, who we do live from New York, delighted to have you with us on this pre-Christmas week. First, the three shows we're doing. We're also on this Thursday and Friday at the same time, 3 p.m. Eastern Noon Pacific, here on Blog Talk Radio, and also distributed on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Simon Applebaum, we do live from New York, 43 degrees at the top of the hour. Have a question or comment for Kelly? Ring it in, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. The wonderful guest coming your way on our next episode Thursday afternoon. First up will be Felicia Henderson. She is the popular producer behind Marvel's newest Netflix series, The Punisher, which is produced right here in New York. And she's also the creator and executive producer of the critically acclaimed BET series, The Quad, which comes back for its second season next month. That's our opening guest. also with us, we will have two very interesting people from a series you might not know about. It's on Saturday mornings on Pop Network. It's called Cash Cowboys. We'll have the executive producer, Ryan Smith, and the lead subject, Brent Kua, whose group has some very interesting things they do on the range. That's Cash Cowboys and Felicia Henderson from The Punisher and the Quad, Thursday, 3:30 Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. In many ways, Kelly, what you're doing goes back to how many game shows started back in the 1950s when they were primetime shows, and in many cases, they were put together by sponsors like your company. You had Jericho doing 21, you had Revlon doing the $64,000 question, you had other sponsors doing other game shows. I'm wondering if you, in putting this thing together, did a little history and went back to those days to sort of get inspired by something.
Yeah, I mean, we were. That's exactly what happened. We've always been inspired by the fun and the excitement of the game show because it's filled with sort of energy and excitement and tension and are they going to win? But also, you know, what we did is we took those ideas from the 50s, but we made it even better. Because what I didn't want to do is I didn't want a show that was sort of brought to you by Kmart, right? Just a cool show that really had nothing to do with our brand or what we were doing as a business. And, oh, by the way, we sponsored it. We wanted something that was more richer and deeper and more embedded to the ethos of our brand at Kmart, which is we believe life is ridiculously awesome. So the show is the Kmart game show. If you had to describe it, I would describe it as the Kmart game show, so that it is all about, you know, winnings and the brand positioning that we have and the reason why we exist. So we took what worked in the 50s, and I think we modernized it to a way we've included technology, which enables you to win right from your house. So we think that we've made it a fun, energetic, family-oriented experience for everybody that was, you know, in the audience and watching at home.
Now, of course, to bring this game show to life, you need some people to do it. I understand that you had three executive producers, one of whom, David Hurwitz, did Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris, which was on NBC, the live show on NBC this past season. When you were looking for producers to actually bring your vision to life, what were some of the criteria?
So that's a great question. I was looking for people that could, one, understand the difference between sort of brought to you by a company and actually bringing the company's brand to life through the game show. So there's a small sort of difference there that is really important to somebody like me who wants to bring our company to life in a way that makes it fun and exciting for everybody that's watching in the audience at home. Two, I wanted people that had sort of the ability to try to, you know, want to take risks and do things differently. You know, to my knowledge, this hasn't been done before. And I wanted people that were, you know, at the table with me that were willing to dive in and have a little bit of fun and do things differently. And the third thing was I wanted people that were excited about what Kmart was actually trying to do. And that ridiculousness that comes with the games and that ridiculousness that comes with, you know, having, you know, somebody in the studio playing a game where they actually have to eat, you know, olive-flavored frozen yogurt. You know, that takes thinking that's exciting, and that's why I was so excited about the partners down from the production side, but also the guys at Game Show Network who were fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Before we getting in more into the game, one of the things when I first read about this project was that it's been a long time since we've also had a special where there was heavy single sponsor involvement. You have to go back, I believe, to a Pepsi Cola special that was done one summer a long time ago. I think it was on the CW with Drew Carey, and Pepsi Cola was the sponsor where somebody won at the very end $1 million. And in terms of a series, back in 1975, CBS did a program called Musical Chairs. It was a wonderful, it was a part game show, part variety show. It was on for 6 months. It was produced at the Ed Sullivan Theater here in New York, where now Stephen Colbert is holding court. Had a wonderful person named Adam Wade as the host, the first African-American game show host. I would watch it every day as a student at American University because you saw all these wonderful musical talents, everybody from the original Tony of West Side Story, Larry Kurt, to Sister Sledge, to Irene Cara, to the Spinners, in some cases making their TV debuts. And the show did so well in terms of attracting this talent that Kraft, very famous for the Kraft musical for so many years, decided to become a sponsor. And that was the first time that somebody had actually sponsored a game show, at least daytime, in a very long time. since the era of the 50s, in fact. And unfortunately, with Kraft coming in, and they were very high on the show, loved it. Unfortunately, because of the way the show was scheduled, where some stations ran at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that's WCBS here in New York, some ran at 4 o'clock, some ran at like 9:30 the next day, which where I saw it in Washington, the show unfortunately had a quick demise. But it's still show that if you had a good game show, you could get a sponsor, and you would have that sponsor be willing to take a heavy interest in the show. So in many ways, what you're doing is really a new groundbreaker, even though it's been done in some degree or another, but hasn't been done in a long time.
Yeah, so thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, again, it's something that we, you know, here's the thing, Simon, as a person who runs, you know, marketing for, a giant retailer, one of the things that we're always wanting to do is to do two things very well. You know, iconic brands tell their brand story well, but more importantly, they give people stories to tell. And the second part, which is giving people stories to tell, is one of the genesis elements of why we wanted to do this, in the very beginning. You know, standing around in your home and watching this crazy game show that is so, and by the way, it's hosted by Cooper Manning, who, as a diehard Houston Texans fan, is the only Manning brother I, you know, give a hoot about. But, you know, we wanted people to, you know, come back to work on a Monday. Did you see that Kmart game show? That was crazy. Or, you know, maybe families decide to create their own flavor of frozen yogurt or whatever it may be. But, you know, the notion of, you know, telling your brand story well and giving customers stories to tell is a very important element of what we're trying to do. And what's amazing is nowadays, with so many channels and so many creative outlets for original programming, almost, Simon, you know, limitless at this point, it's such a fun way to break ground in a way that allows you to come to life and entertain people in a new way, but also make it actually monetary for them, where they can actually take home money in their hands and allow them to extend their holiday dollars longer. Hopefully it'll become a series.
I was going to ask you about that, so I'm going to come back to it shortly. But first, did you consider doing another type of TV show before settling in to do, okay, we're going to do a game? And secondly, how did Cooper Manning come to your attention? Did you look at other game show hosts or hosts that had other game show training or other notable personalities before settling on Cooper, which this is his first game show role? We know that the people from sports, people from sports broadcasting, people from comedians have really settled in as like the new wave of game show hosts.
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, it was interesting. I didn't want a traditional game show host. I wanted somebody that would have been, people would go, wait a minute, he's doing the game show, and make it sort of a fun, sort of, you know, spontaneous moment of the experience. So that was the first thing. And second thing, I was given, a long list, probably 10 people, 10 to 15 people, that my production partners said that they thought fulfilled the vision that I had for the show. And Cooper was one of the folks on the list. And I think he was on, not that they were in priority order by any stretch of the imagination, but I think he was like 6 or 7 on the list. And, you know, I saw the first name and the second name, and I was like, okay. But then I got to Cooper, and I said, wait a minute. You know, I'm a big sports nut. Our entire family is football fans. And I've seen quite a few videos, and I've seen a lot of Cooper's work. And he's got this sort of like, you know, natural, authentic, but kind of dry, kind of fun sense of humor. And I thought, that's the personality that works with this idea. And then we, you know, we partnered it up with Allison Hayslip, who's from BattleBots, and both of those guys together are hysterical on this show. There's great, great chemistry. So we're excited that we had both of them.
You're hearing Kelly Cook. She's the chief marketing officer of Kmart, and her latest project is Ridiculous Cash Bash. It's GSN's new game show special, and it may become a series. We'll talk about that shortly. And you can catch it this Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. And Kelly joins us live from Houston, Texas, this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Glad you are with us on this pre-Christmas week of 2017. Coming up later this hour, we'll have our classic trivia question of the week. We'll also have a comment about the two big developments of television last week, and why I think they're connected more than you know. That's coming up in our next half hour. But right now, we have a few more minutes with Kelly. Questions or comments, put him on the phone and get in with your voice at 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. By the way, next 2 weeks, we're going to be joining you both Tuesday and Friday because of the way Christmas and New Year's Eve comes out. Coming up on our final episode of 2017, I'll be joined by the top correspondent from TechCrunch, Anthony Ha. He's been on the show before. We'll preview the year of TV technology in 2018, including what we may expect at the Consumer Electronics Show in CES in Las Vegas. And then coming up on January 2nd, we just got them confirmed, we will have the dynamic duo behind the new Freeform comedy, Alone Together, the co-stars, creative executive producers, Esther Poxley and Renji Afalo. Also, we'll have the people behind the new Discovery Channel series, The Interrogation Room. For the very first time, remember watching Homicide Life on the Street, all those scenes of Andre Brawler grilling those suspects in that room known as The Box? Well, there really are interrogation rooms all over the country, and you can start seeing them next month on Discovery Channel. It's a very interesting new series, and perhaps a little controversial. We'll talk to one of the executive producers on that. That's all coming up on our first episode of 2018, Tuesday, January 2nd, at a regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Kelly, what are the hopes that this will become a series?
You know, I think it might have a good chance of doing that, Simon, because when I was actually on set in L.A. when we filmed this, and I sat back and I was watching the studio audience as we were filming these games, and I could not believe the spontaneous laughter of people in the audience when we were doing these tells me that we probably hit on something, you know, that makes, you know, entertaining with your family fun. So if it entertains the crowds, if people, you know, love getting free cash, $25 right from their house and spending it on anything that they love, you know, and if it does what I think it will do for us, then I definitely think we should do it again. I know that Cooper and Allison are in.
And what are the prizes that the contestants have a chance to win on Wednesday?
So the contestants had a chance to win Craftsman Toolbox that's worth about $1,000, a trampoline, a washer, a dryer, a hot tub, a spa set, and about $1 million worth of free cash and points that they could spend on anything that they want to at Kmart. So nice, robust, fun prizes and free cash.
Mm-hmm. Also, because of the nature of the show, if you decide to go either more specials or a series, would you do at least the last part live? Because, by the way, for those who don't know, the last part, there's a mountain that all these contestants have to deal with in order to win the big money and the big prize, the big free cash, the big prizes. Would you consider perhaps putting that on live to give it more of a spectacle kind of a feel?
I would definitely consider that, Simon. I think that is a great suggestion because that sense of energy and excitement and watching people go through this blue light mountain trying to get all this money, and the mountain was slick, you know, with oil. I would do that because I think that's a fun attribute that we should definitely consider moving forward. I think that would be a blast.
Mm-hmm. So before we go, have you heard from other sponsors, from other companies, who might look at what you're doing and think, maybe, hey, if Kmart does this, maybe I might give this a try. I might enroll my company to doing something similar. If not with game shows, maybe a variety show, maybe a comedy, maybe either producing it ourselves or finding a way to be a single sponsor.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably, I'm sure, going to be people that have those kinds of thoughts. And, you know, ultimately, as I mentioned, us believing life is ridiculously awesome. We want that for everybody, regardless, ultimately, if they shop Kmart or not, because we believe in something that's sort of bigger than ourselves. But the good thing is, you know, this was our favorite idea. But, Simon, we had about 5 different ideas that we were exploring for original programming where people could really, really be entertained at the same time of winning money again right from their house. So, you know, if this works and we continue to do more, then we'll do more series as well. We'll do more ideas. I mean, I'm pleased right now with how our game show network partnership has worked so far, and I was pleased with the production. I'm excited about the fact that I really feel people are going to be, you know, entertained to in a way that makes them want to go out and do ridiculously awesome things themselves. So I'm definitely interested in doing more for sure.
Ridiculous Cash Bash. It premieres this Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on GSN. Check your local links for where that network is available in your area on cable or satellite. And for more details about the program, we gave you two websites you can get the info of. One is GSN's own site. That's www.gsn.com. And the other is from the participating sponsor, Kmart. And that's www.kmart.com. So for details, it's www.gsn.com or www.kmart.com. And once again, Ridiculous Cash Bash, this Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Time on GSN. Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart, joining us live from Houston, Texas. Kelly, thank you for joining us. Good luck with the special. Hope it becomes a series, or at least, if not a series, ongoing specials and maybe some other things from your company down the road. And, of course, from all of us to you, a very happy holiday season to you, your friends and family. And hopefully we'll talk soon in the new year.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer of Kmart, joining us live, exclusive from Houston, Texas. More tomorrow, we tell live, coming your way in a moment, but first, some words from the fine people at Audible.com. Have you seen what Tiffany Haddish has written lately? Tiffany is, of course, the breakout comedian star of Girls Trip, one of the top movies this summer, and now she has a book out called The Last Black Unicorn. I read it at a bookstore over the weekend. Really a super book. She is some talent, and she is breaking loose. And you can hear her because she has narrated her own book on Audible.com, and that could be your free book when you subscribe to a free month-to-month trial of one of the best services around in the world of audio. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio or iHeartRadio. If you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of the service. And you get great customer service, too, because Audible is owned by Amazon.com. And don't forget, Audible.com is one of the proud development partners of this year's New York Television Festival. In fact, they even sponsored a special award for some of the participants in the festival. So check out Audible.com and see how listening can be for you the new reading and how Audible can transform the way you hear the world. That's audibletrial.com/televised. This is Tomorrow We Televise, the program all about the tube. We are with you Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also distributed your way on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Remember, if you want to catch us on iHeart, just go to iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow We Televise in the search bar, click, you're there. Or you can check out podcast, click that at the top of the screen, then scroll the categories for entertainment, and click that category, and you can get us just literally split. And you can enjoy us anytime you like. By the way, you can also catch what I do on Medios.com. I write columns for that website regularly. It's all about the world of media and entertainment. And I have a bunch of columns that have come out over the last week or so. Another one coming out hopefully this week, too. But check out Medios.com. I think you'll really enjoy the analysis and commentary you will find there each and every day and each and every week. And some of my colleagues there, like Ed Martin and Evie Moss, and other people, you can catch them as well. They sometimes pop in on our show, too. That's MediaVillage.com. And by the way, all of us Media Village are going to be getting together later this week for a wonderful party at Terrace Cafe right near Rockefeller Center in New York. Looking forward to that and planning what should be an amazing 2018. So once again, for some great commentary, you can check out anytime you like, MediaVillage.com. When we come back, our classic trivia question of the week, and then, is there a connection between the Disney-Fox announcement and T-Mobile's announcement they want to become a television service? You bet there is. And I'll explain it, but first we're going to pause near the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio in the universe. It's www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for sitting around talking movies. Join our very good friends, Neil Rosen, Paulie from New York One, and Bill McCutty, as they check out the latest movies that are available to you on video on demand and elsewhere. It's sitting around talking movies. Check it out every week, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, that's BTR available 24/7 at YouTube.com, and you can check out our show anytime you like on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Welcome back for more Tomorrow We Televise on this Monday afternoon of 2017. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York. Delighted you once again. Thank you to Kelly Cook from Kmart for checking us out and talking about Ridiculous Cash Bash coming your way this Wednesday night on GSN. And maybe it'll become a series in 2018. Maybe some other Kmart projects will too. You never know unless you watch. But anyway, we've got coming up a commentary about two big developments that one you may definitely heard about last week, one you might have, and what the connecting point is. But first, time for our Cracker Trivia question of the week. Sad to say, nobody got the answer to the question we posed a week ago. And that question was, what was Burt Reynolds' first television series? What was Burt Reynolds' first television series? It was Riverboat. It was on NBC from 1959, that's September, to January of 1961. Starred Darren McGavin as a riverboat captain, and Burt Reynolds sort of played a first mate for most of the first season, then he quit. Didn't get along with Darren McGavin too well, but it was there on that series he did meet up with Spencer Tracy. You can hear all about that sometimes on Turner Classic Movies in one of their original production segments. Anyway, the show continued in 1960 with Noah Beery as the second mate with McGavin, but the show ended after a year and a half on the air in early 1961. Wonderful music scores, by the way, on that series, first by Emma Bernstein in season one, and Gerald Fry with his banjo in season two. Now, time for our next classic trivia question, and if you are a person with the correct answer, once again, we're going to offer the wonderful book that is previously on X-Men by Eric Lewald, who was on our show several weeks ago, along with his wife, both of whom were very instrumental in that 1990s Marvel series on Fox's Saturday morning schedule. And rather than do a trivia question of long, long ago, let's do a current one, and it's this. Name the prison on Orange is the New Black. Name the prison on Orange is the New Black. We need an exact title of that prison. And if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you email, enclose your name and your full mailing address. If you're first with the correct answer before Friday afternoon, you will win the wonderful book previously on X-Men. And if you just missed the question, no problem. I'll post it tomorrow morning on our Facebook page and on my Twitter handle, which is at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. If we don't get away by Thursday, we'll bring back the question on our next show. So once again, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Be in the game so you can win. And now a comment. There were two huge stories in the world of television last week. One, by now, everybody knows about. And by now, maybe a few people know about the other. But believe it or not, try this on. There is a connection between these two stories. The first, the one that everybody knows about and is debating about, Walt Disney's agreement to buy most of the major assets of 21st Century Fox, whether it is the Fox Television and Movie Studios, cable channels FX, FXX, and National Geographic, and the Fox Regional Sports Networks. What will happen? Well, 21st Century Fox will end up continuing to get the Fox Broadcasting Network, Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, and Fox Sports 1 and 2. And, of course, it means that there's a lot of original programming that could go Walt Disney's way. The second story, a story that did not get anywhere near the attention of Disney 21st Century Fox, was T-Mobile, under its very unique executive, John Legere, saying, we're going to launch a television service. That's right, one of the top mobile phone companies, smartphone signal companies, has decided they are going to launch a TV service. They didn't get out too many details when the announcement was made, but they did say that in order to make that service, they were going to take over a company called Layer 3 TV, the multi-channel operator that is already working in Chicago, Denver, and other cities around the country. And they were expected sometime this year to also premiere here in New York. So here you have Disney Fox, lots of attention, lots of debate over how this is going to work out or not, and why did Walt Disney do this? And a lot of and some attention about T-Mobile and what they're doing and why they're doing their thing. And trust me, folks, there is a big connection. And believe it or not, whether they know it or not, Bob Iger, the head of Disney, and John Legere, the head of T-Mobile, reached the same conclusion. They may have accomplished it in different ways, but I have a hunch they reached the same conclusion. And it's this. We are now a smart TV and smart device society. 60% of all U.S. households have a smart television set and or a smart TV device, Amazon Fire, Roku, Apple TV, Google Chromecast, NVIDIA Shield, etc., TouchJet Wave, that allows us to see anything we want. And in some cases, use the TV set in a lot of ways we want, anytime. It's more than just video. It's playing video games. It's ordering services like Zillow and Airbnb and Uber. It's ordering pizza from Papa John's or Domino's. It's ordering merchandise from all sorts of players. And maybe it's even turning our lights on and off, turning our microwave oven on and off, the home video camera that lets us see who's at our front door on and off, anytime. And more of these sensing devices now have artificial intelligence, or will have artificial intelligence like Siri and Alexa and Google Assistant built into the set or the device or the remote control that works with both, so that we can voice command what we want and how we want to use television. And remember, these sets and devices, we don't know the ultimate capacity or capability. And thanks to artificial intelligence, we may have the smoking gun that allows the era of interactive television, of interactive commerce, of interactive merchandising, of the smart home really taking off in this country. And I believe that that's the conclusion that Bob Iger of Disney and John Legere at T-Mobile reached independently of each other. That we are in a smart TV set society, and that is how television, that's going to be the new playground of television. And if we are going to survive, we have to play in that playground. In Bob Iger's case, to create what he called direct-to-consumer, I call direct-to-you services, their own Netflix, if you will. One service will be ESPN next year, an expanded ESPN. One service, a family-friendly service that will include the Disney, Pixar, Marvel films, original series like High School Musical, Monsters, Inc., a new Star Wars television series, the first ever live action, and original movies. And having services like FX, National Geographic Television, having the capacity of Fox Television Studios and Fox 21, we've done a lot of work with cable and the likes of Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon. That's a lot of power to add, content-wise, to make that reality happen. And in the case of T-Mobile, what they're thinking about is, well, since this is a wide playground, let's offer everything. No skinny bundle here. Let's offer everything to a consumer, to a household, and let them choose what they want, like they do with cable and satellite. Except we think we can bundle the web. Maybe we can bundle smart TV apps, video and otherwise. And we certainly can do broadcast and cable channels. And let's all happen together. And let's even maybe, if 5G becomes the new mobile playground of the land, let's bring in 5G delivered services over the television set. I think both Bob and John have the right idea. And I have a hunch that sooner than later in 2018, a lot of other people are going to come to that conclusion. Some have. That's why AT&T 3.0 is happening, with station groups like Sinclair and Tegna and Raycom and Hearst. And they see that's going to be a playground, a new transmission standard that will work very well with the playground of smart TV sets and devices. And multicast channels that they will develop will also be taken into that playground. I think this is where TV's at, folks. And I think Bob Iger and John Legere have come to their senses. They may have come from opposite angles, and they may not say, oh, smart TV sets and devices are in and in to stay. But trust me, that's where I think where they're coming from. And it will be interesting to see how fast both play there. How fast is T-Mobile, and how comprehensive will T-Mobile's TV service be? And in the case of Bob Iger and Disney, when Fox comes into their fold, how fast will they get those direct-to-you consumer services out there? And what will Hulu be like when Disney gains full control under this? They're saying it will become a more adult service. It already is to some degree. Look at Handmaid's Tale. And look at some of the shows that will be on that service, original filming in the near future, such as The Looming Tower, which will be here in February, which deals with the World Trade Center. Yes, my friends, two big, hot TV stories. One hotter by a long shot than the other. But maybe before all is said and done, these two developments will be big developments, equal developments, in this brave new world of smart TV sets and smart devices. One more thing. Both these developments and the conclusion that Mr. Iger and Ms. Legere come up with are more and more proof that the press has to cover this topic much more thoroughly than they've ever done. The TV and consumer electronics events must make room for smart TV set and device panels, that the smart TV developer community, the app community, get off its keister and start showing themselves in public, and the smart TV set makers and device makers themselves stop just playing in Silicon Valley and start showing up around the country at these events or do events of their own with the press, with the public, and let's see what's happening. I think Big Lip is right. He said 2 years ago, the future of TV is apps. Stop backtracking on it, Tim Cook. Show us the new apps you got. And that goes to everybody else. Show us the new apps you have. Let's see where TV may be going. The sooner you do, I think the sooner the public will grab on and embrace it. We got a wonderful hour for you coming up on Smart Be Televised this coming Thursday. First up, producer Felicia Henderson. She is the executive producer of the top new Marvel series for Netflix, The Punisher, which has just been approved for a second season. And she's also the creator and executive producer of The Quad, the acclaimed BET series with Keenan and Rose, and that's coming back for its second season next month. And in the second half of the hour, we'll have from the Pop Network series Cash Cowboys, available on Saturday mornings. We'll have executive producer Ryan Smith, and lead subject, Brett Kiwa. That's all coming up Thursday, the second of our three episodes this week, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program, or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And so before we wrap up, I really want to thank all of you out there that have listened to our show this month. We have had the best listenership we have had for 1 month all year, and in fact, over in the last 2 years. Indeed, we are going to be crossing 10,000 replays already by the end of today. And it's taken us a long, long time to get back to that point. I really mean, like I said, first time in the last 2 years. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep the replays coming. Keep tuning us in, whether you tune in for our replays on blogtalkradio.com/televised, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, iTunes, or Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. And remember, with Apple TV, you can not only check out our show, but other Blog Talk Radio shows in podcast form 24/7. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. We really love hearing from you. What do you think about Ridiculous Cash Bash? I'll tell you, Kelly's really excited about that program and its potential as a series. And what do you think about game shows in general? And what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? You reached the same conclusion I did about the Disney 21st Century Fox deal and T-Mobile getting into TV next year. Love to know, or the thoughts you have. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, use that same email to participate in our classic trivia question each week. And also, check us out with that email for our show to know. It's a regular feature, and we will do an episode of it, by the way, later this week. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? Well, we want to hear about it from you. We are definitely want to bring that attention to that program. If we do, we will give you, not me, you, the credit. So check out our show to know. Let us know about it. But the show, where it's on, et cetera. And again, email simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter. Here's my handle, at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's UBC Simon, TWBT. As always, we really appreciate hearing from you. Why? Because what you say matters, for sure. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio or iHeart Radio. Our production associate at BTR is Candace Williams. Annie Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Televise was brought today by O.com, prime development partner of the 2017 New York Television Festival, and an Amazon company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televise. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. But Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday. We'll be back with you Thursday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Of course, you know where, Blog Talk Radio. Whatever you're doing, please be safe and be great about it. And until next time, stay well and stay tuned.